people were advised to continue on with the old scheme, and that the new conditions would be made retrospective for them, and they'd be able to benefit of the new scheme. That actually isn't happening, and that is a problem. It's causing huge distress to many homeowners in Donegal who took good faith and went ahead with the scheme, and now they're not benefiting from that scheme as well, and that's very detrimental to them. And I'd ask you to reconsider that decision.
Thank you, Deputy. A very important issue. And as you're aware, I commenced the Remediation of Dwellings Damaged by the Use of Defective Concrete Blocks Act 2022 on the 22nd of June 2023, a greatly enhanced scheme where we upped the cap from 247,000 to 420,000. And we adopted those regulations for that scheme on the 29th of June 2023. A review mechanism was included in that act, which provides for an increase or decrease to the overall grant scheme cap. It's currently at 420,000 a year after the Act has commenced. So that allows us to do that 1 year after the Act has commenced, of up to 10% in accordance with conditions of Section 11 of the Act. My department received updated cost reports from the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland because I wanted it to be done independently. That was a big debate we had during the legislation, you'll recall as well. I think it's an important thing, and that was considered by the expert group that I established. The expert group have recommended increases under the 2022 Act, and I will be bringing a memo to government very shortly to increase the current scheme cap for remediation options, ancillary grants and grant rates. And I've engaged directly with Minister McConnellogue on this matter and aim to bring this proposal to Cabinet very shortly. I'm pleased to see there are more people applying to the new scheme. We're seeing homes being remediated. That's important too. The application of the increased cost amounts and the increased rates will be a matter that I'll be bringing to Cabinet very shortly, within a matter of weeks. And that will be implemented for those in the scheme. And I intend, as part of the proposal, following my discussions with Minister McConnellogue, is to those who are in the scheme and works that are currently under place, or in place and underway, that it would apply to them also.
That also applies to people who have completed works as part of the scheme, who did it in good faith and worked under the old scheme while this new scheme has been implemented and enacted, and they are now left at having a detriment, at having spent money that they can't access. And as well as that, too, you know, and it's vitally important because the new scheme. The new scheme has seen inflation over 20% in construction figures, and they need to benefit from that because they've expended that money. So it's vitally important, Minister, that everybody would benefit from this, because everybody bought into this scheme on the good faith that that was going to happen, and now they're worried that it's not going to happen. And I would like you to encourage and to say today that it will happen, and that's what you'll be bringing to Cabinet for them to actually make a decision on.
Thanks, Deputy. Look, the scheme is gaining hold in the affected counties as well, and we're seeing more people apply to it. I'm looking at recent numbers up to the 31st of August. In Clare, we've had 112 applications to it, 1,760 in Donegal, 38 in Limerick, 392 in Mayo. I will be bringing proposals around increased costs and an increased cap as well to Cabinet very, very shortly. It's obviously subject to a Cabinet decision. I take your input on board, certainly in the constructive way in which it's been put. I've engaged directly with my colleague, Minister McConnellogue, as I've said as well on this. But I expect to be bringing proposals with regard to the increased grant rates, the increased cost amount, and they were assessed independently of me now. So I know you've mentioned an inflation rate of 20%. The cost allowable and the cost increases have been assessed independently of myself. That report has been looked at by the expert group. I'm assessing it. I'm preparing a memo right now, actually, to bring to Cabinet, and it'll be subject to Cabinet approval. But my Cabinet colleagues across all three parties in government have been very, very supportive of us bringing forward this enhanced scheme in the first place, and then also making sure that it's working on the ground for people to help them to get their homes and their lives back. And it's crucially important. And I'll keep you informed of progress.
Again, in relation to the enhanced scheme and who will benefit from the proposals that you bring forward. Is it going to be everybody that's participated in the scheme up to date that's going to be benefiting from the proposals that you'll be bringing to Cabinet, or will there be a cut-off point, or what is actually going to happen? Because I think the Homeowners Defence deserve that clarity in relation to this scheme, because it's a very, it's a scheme, and living in a home with defective blocks is a crisis for a family and for everybody to deal with it, and they're living through this all the time, and they need that clarity as well to ensure that they know where they're going forward as well too.
I can say, Deputy, it is subject to, one, me bringing the memo to Cabinet. It's being prepared at the moment, with options for Cabinet to decide upon it. What I can say to residents and affected homeowners, they will see an increase in the cap. They will see an increase in the allowable costs, the application of which and the approval of those is subject to a Cabinet approval, which will, I expect, in the coming weeks, very shortly. Okay, so I'll take on board what the point that you've raised here, and that will form part of our considerations as well.